very, 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 very special episode, episode number 48. Going to do things just a little bit backwards today. So testing, testing, 1, 4, 3, testing, testing, 1, 2, 4, 2, 3. It is all love, baby. Welcome to the Ken's Corner podcast, and I am your host, Ken. I'm thankful for you to be here. Happy Women's History Month. Yes, love the queens. Shout out to all the queens out there. Y'all doing it big. So thank you so much for all the queens that are instrumental in my life. Thank you for shaping my life and all of that. Yes, you're going to have music. But I just wanted, like I said, I want to do things a little different. I'm going to, first of all, thank you for, you could have been doing anything else. You could have been not listening to me, but you are. So what I continue need for you to do is wherever you stream or consume your podcast information or podcast entertainment, I need you to subscribe. Then I need you to download it. Then I need you to stream. And then I need you to retweet, like, share, tell 4 people always. Now, with that being said, I have a very special, special something I want to introduce you to today. Today, we're shouting out the DJ, so let's go ahead and get it started. Yeah.
Too many advances.
Hey,
too many nights out of space on other planets. Everything's outstanding. I feel everlasting. We can do anything. I just don't feel romantic.
Don't you go backwards. Don't you go back to him. Too many chances.
Too many nights out.
Hey, you.
Of space on other
you need
planets.
To really stop going back
this
to him.
Keep on happening. Just breathe. Relax. Girls. Night. It's bounce back. Trust. Only one thing you need to remember.
Woo.
Ain't nobody crying in the club. And you can do better.
If you crying in the club, just get out. Hey, grab her by the hand. Who out there chair dancing with me right now? All right. Yes. That was great. Shout out. All right, yes, that was something to upload volume 1. I have a very, very, very special guest today, and I want to introduce her right. Her name is DJ Ari. I've known this young lady, and I, as always with me, I keep it 100. So I'm not going to sit here and say we were best of friends and all that, but sometimes you can just, you know, I was always brought up and saying some things are taught and other things are caught. And sometimes you learn from people and you observe people and you can really see what they're about. So the one thing I did observe about this highly talented, highly eclectic, highly multifaceted young lady is that she is the bomb, and it's all put together in a very aesthetically pleasing package. So with no further ado, hello there, Miss DJ Ari. How are you doing today?
Hello. Thank you so much for all those great words.
Yes.
That means a lot.
Yeah, so What we're doing here is I'm always want to highlight first and foremost people that I admire and people that I know I can see, whether I'm talking to them every day or I'm following them from afar, that is doing their thing. So why don't you introduce the world to DJ Ari? Tell us about yourself.
Well, hello there, listeners. My name is DJ Ari. It's short for my name, Ario. I reside in Cincinnati, Ohio. What else? I've been doing DJ for about like a year and a half, almost 2 years fully. But I dibbled and dabbled in it while I was in college a little bit, when we used to have little kickbacks and, you know, the apartments or the residential halls on campus. But, you know, I am still new to the game, but I have been allowed the opportunity to DJ in front of so many different types of groups of people, and it's just fun, and I'm learning something new every day, just getting better, and just want to continue to grow my name, my brand, and, you know, just become one of the, you know, great female DJs, because it's not that many of us out here that are really doing it big. So I would love to, you know, leave my mark in doing something like that for not only for my hometown, but, you know, for the country, for the world. So that's a little bit about me.
Okay, so let's unpack that. I have several questions for you. So let's unpack that. Let's unpack that. Mm-hmm. I think I'm gonna work backwards. So I'm going to start with the DJ. Who do you look up to, or who do you admire as a DJ? And, you know, whether it's male or female, who inspires you?
That's a good question. Of course, I look up to so many like local DJs in the city. You know, really.
You can shout them out. You can shout them out.
Okay, so I look up to Master Fresh, DJ Markout, DJ Vader, Kim Master. It's so many to name, and I don't like name dropping, because so many DJs that I've mentioned even more have really, you know, kind of took me under, took me under their wing in regarding to, you know, really learning more about the industry and just giving me a lot of nuggets and jewels to apply to this game. But as far as like, I guess like popular, like bigger DJs, it's not too many, but of course, like DJ Khaled is probably like the main one, mm-hmm. because he has gone on to, you know, not only DJ, but, you know, producing and things of that nature. So, and of course, like the female DJs, like Spinderella, you know, you gotta mention her.
Right.
But yeah, that's some DJs that I admire. Yeah, from a distance.
Okay, so one of the things, as a hip-hop historian myself, you know, hip-hop itself is, you know, part of the four elements. And it's, you know, breakdance.
Of course.
You know, the art mm-hmm. with the graffiti, rap with the MC. But the fundamental, where it really started, was the DJ.
The DJ, yes, it was.
Right, so from that standpoint, how does it feel? Walk my, you know, my listeners through... Mm-hmm. What does it feel like to be able to really control the crowd?
You know, it's an awesome feeling, to say the least. I love to, you know, see their reactions when I drop a certain song, or just seeing them out on the dance floor, you know, when I'm dropping, you know, that heat, that fire, back to back. And just getting their reaction is an awesome feeling, and to be able to create, you know, a vibe, as the kids say today, you know, with the sound, you know, music that I play. So it's a wonderful feeling to, you know, to be able to have that little bit of control in that sense. But I love it. I love seeing people happy and dancing and, you know, creating memories too. So it's an awesome feeling.
Yes, because, you know, I want a DJ. I'm not even gonna lie. I have the ear for it. I was fortunate enough coming up through high school. My best friend is a DJ. He was one of the best. He gave it up, and I'm still mad.
Oh, dope.
Yeah, I'm still mad at him to this day for giving that up. But I was the dude that hooked up the equipment, broke it down, and I was security.
So you're the gear guy.
Right.
Okay.
Right. So,
hey, you guys are valuable, okay? Because it's a lot. I hate breaking down and setting up. Trust me. So, but you are appreciated.
Digging in the crates, what does that mean to you? What does that mean to you, digging in the crates?
So, digging in the crates, right? So, I'm a new age DJ, meaning everything that I do is virtual, is digital, is all online. But when you, you know, say that term, is really like when you go back to where, and DJs still do this to this day, but, you know, the vinyl and, you know, trying to find like classic records or records that weren't so popularized, but you think it would mix well with something like new or current. So digging in a crate is really like going and researching your music history. And I'm really big on pop culture as it is. So, you know, learning more of the art form of DJing, just seeing and going to the different record shops and just really finding like some good classic records to, you know, mix in and to play and possibly, you know, reproduce yourself. Because, you know, with DJing now, you really have the capability with the type of controllers that are out there and the mixer. So to me, that's what really digging in the crate is like, finding like just some oh my gosh, I can't believe, you know. So that's kind of my interpretation of it.
Okay. So now give us, you know, the aux cord DJ person. And I, now I can aux cord DJ my butt off. No, I'm getting twisted. I can aux cord DJ my butt off. But and I'm glad you said that, as a new age DJ, virtual DJ or different. How do you walk us through this? And I think it's a science, and I don't want to put words in your mouth. For me, again, watching my dude on the 1200s actually go through the crates with the speed and precision he did. But I also have, you know, friends that are, you know, new age, I hate to say it, virtual DJs, and watching them do it. Walk us through that. Walk us through the science of the mix and of tempo and all that. Walk us through that science.
Okay, so for me, how I basically learned about the mixing and BPM and beat matching and all that fun stuff. Honestly, what I did was I just looked at YouTube and really just sat there and at my controller, because I started off from, you know, a relatively small controller, a beginner's controller. And what I did was watch the YouTube channels that I would find and just kept practicing and practicing to where, you know, I'm comfortable with mixing like a BPM that's 164 to like, you know, 87 or something like that, you know. That's honestly what I did. But really, if I'm honest, it kind of became natural. Like, it didn't take me that long to figure out how to blend and to mix. Because if the two tracks match, you know, that should be an easy transition. But a lot of the times, you know, some BPMs are greater than the others and you want that smooth transition. So learning different ways to transitioning, just not, you know, moving the mixing knob, you know, from left to right, but actually like transitioning from something fast to like slowing it down. You just have to really just practice. And, with me, I really, YouTube was my teacher. And, you know, like the DJ that I mentioned, you know, working with them and them giving me pointers on how to do stuff. That's really how I myself was able to, you know, learn how to do that. And that's like the first thing you want to learn how to do is blend and mix the right song, because a lot of times people just jump from song to song and then mess up the flow of the mood or the party. So, I mean, the science for me really was YouTube and just practicing, and I just developed it quick, I would say, honestly. And that's, you know, that's what I did for me. You know, others have different methods, but that was pretty much my teacher.
All right, so you said something that I want to transition, and we're going to go back to the DJ. You said it came natural. Okay. Now, one of the things that I did, like I said, observed about you that really caught my eye is your talent, just period, as a singer.
Thank you.
So tell... what is it like for art? You know, how do you exude your art? Tell me about that.
Well, like you mentioned, singing. So before I started DJing, you know, I wrote songs and you know, sung around campus sometimes. I'm sorry. Ooh, excuse me. First, you know, being a songwriter, I mean, that was my way of, like, getting, like, my art and stuff out there. And then also, like, connecting with other local talent and, like, writing and producing for them. But what I was coming up against, the reason why I kind of, like, went into DJing, because the results of me writing songs and producing songs for certain, you know, artists, you know, it wasn't coming to fruition. And I was becoming frustrated with that, is because I, you know, I can sing, hold a note, but I'm not the greatest singer. Mm-hmm. And I still have, you know, insecurities with that. So with me being able to still do something that's still musical, you know, I was like, well, let me pick up DJing. Because again, I did it in college a little bit with the virtual DJ. It's like a free online software. So I used to do that. And when I was in college, a lot of people referred me to the music person because I always had, like, the latest and greatest songs that dropped around that time. Mm-hmm. But with picking up DJ, I was able to basically get myself out there without really singing. Mm-hmm. But I'm producing and mixing my own, you know, records, per se. That's probably not the best word, but... you know, kind of beelining towards DJing, I was able to have that artistic freedom and ability without having to depend on other people like I was doing before. Because honestly, I am like an introvert. You know, I pretty much stay to myself a lot of the time.
You did, yeah.
And so, yeah, see? So, you know, DJing, you know, because I like to be behind the scenes and making it happen, but, you know, DJing has put me now in the forefront, and I have, you know, I'm learning to become, you know, comfortable and things of that sort, to, you know, produce what I want, you know, want to come out and what I want the people to enjoy. So that's pretty much how I kind of transitioned a little bit. I still, you know, songwrite for people, but, you know, DJing has really been consuming my life for the last year and a half, and I've enjoyed every moment of it. And, you know, eventually I want to merge to become a female DJ Khaled. I'm going to put that out there.
You heard it here first. You heard it here first, lady and gentlemen. You heard it here first.
That's what I would love to do, because songwriting is still a passion of mine. Mm-hmm. But, you know, DJing is really getting me out there. Okay. So, yeah. Now, sorry, that was long.
Just for a couple of seconds, the frustration. Mm-hmm. As we and also let you know that you're the inaugural guest on Women's History Month, so I just want to make sure I throw that out there. So, you know, that's big.
Oh, wow.
That's big. Always salute my ladies out there. Always saluting the queens.
Yes.
As a lady, mm-hmm. What was frustrating? Do you think that you weren't getting taken serious? Because I don't want to put words in your mouth or lead the question. What was the most frustrating part of being able to get your art out?
You know what? I can't even say that it was people didn't take me serious, because, you know, I've heard from, you know, bigger mentors who've been out there and been able to release, like, songs, and they, you know, my work is credible. So it wasn't even that. It was just not really connecting with the right people that were serious about trying to do this music thing. Mm-hmm. And, you know, just trying to give people a chance, because they say, hey, you know, I can sing, I'm trying to look for songwriting, you know, that. So I'm like, you know, I'm still new out here, but I've been writing, like, for years. Like, my first song I wrote when I was 12, like, I still remember it and everything. But, mm-hmm. You know, I've had my chances where my record have actually, you know, shown up on your iTunes or whatever. But, you know, in the last probably 2 or 3 years, it's just been frustrating with meeting, you know, different people that said they want to do it. And then when we get through the process, knowing that it's not a process, the artist, quote unquote, they get frustrated. And so they eventually just give up and quit. And then I feel like, well, I put all my time and effort into creating something that you wanted, and then you just drop the ball. So that's why I just, you know, just turned away from it for a while and really just been focusing on DJing. So that's where I'm at.
Is it a very competitive industry? As we, I'm gonna transition back into DJ, but is it a very competitive industry? And do you believe that there's still a lot of what's the word I want to look for? A lot more headway that the industry can help women to really to break into the, you know, because one thing I'll say, let me say this, and I'm all for being corrected if I'm wrong. Back when I was back when I heard you sing, and now I hear artists today, I think you was a little bit ahead of your time. Do you think that too?
I'm sorry.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. Do you think you were ahead of your time when you hear artists today?
You know what? And I was having this conversation, like I actually made a Facebook post about it, but I wouldn't say I was ahead of my time, but like the sound that I was kind of doing is today's sound. And I just find that interesting.
So you were ahead of your time?
Yeah, I guess so. I just didn't really just push it. So yeah, I guess you can say, at some point, humbly speaking.
Listen, this woman's history month. Talk your stuff. Listen, she started it. She was one of the people that started it because it was, again, because I went back and, you know, and I love all the new artists now. So shout out to all the new artists. They doing their thing. I like I love where R&B is going. I'm not one of those older cats that's saying like, nah, this stuff is good stuff. But when I heard it, I was like, wait a minute, this sounds sort of similar, it's familiar to me. And I went back and listened to some of your older stuff. And I said, oh, this is what she was doing back then. You know what I'm saying?
And that, you know what? I never really thought about it until you kind of just pointed it out. So that's interesting. But yeah, it's the new wave of R&B is interesting. Interesting time we live in. So,
So back to moving the crowd. Is there a funny moment, or was there ever a night that you just bombed? Like you jacked the whole set up?
You know what? I feel like I do every time I DJ. I do. Like I really, really do. Like I've had certain nights where I'm like, oh my gosh, like it's not flowing right. Like my mixes are not coming together. But then when I look out on the dance floor, like people are still dancing, they still up, smiling, happy. I'm like, really? This is trash. But, you know, I have those moments to where I'm just like, oh my gosh, when I'm playing next. Because I really, when I go to different events, depending on what they are, I rarely prep like a playlist, if you want to call it. I just kind of go with the flow.
Okay.
So I just, you know, read the crowd and see what the demographic is, the age and all of that stuff. And I just do it that way. And sometimes that's a bad thing too, because I don't have something set in stone, but I'm the type of person DJ. I don't like to hear or the same set. Like a lot of the times,
okay.
I think you should bring a variety, like of course play your popular songs on radio, what have you, but, certain DJs like that I've heard, they play the same songs. They can probably switch them up a little bit, but it's the same set. Mm-hmm. And it's like, bring some variety. And I would say that I do that when I go out here and DJ, and I hear from other people, humbly speaking, because I don't want to be like, I'm not, I'm still learning. I'm still new. So, those nights where I feel like I bomb, you know, I just try to quickly try to find something or go to an older mix that I've done before and just, you know, go with the flow then. But yeah, I feel like I always have certain points in the night where I'm like, oh, okay, what's going on? But then, you know, I kill it at the end according to the, you know, my audience. So yeah.
So what is the future hold for DJ Ari? I know you said DJ Khaled, you know, you want to be the female DJ Khaled. I don't want you to give your secrets away. You know, I don't want you to tell it, but what does that look like? And especially coming from Cincinnati, I mean, Cincinnati is a hub of music, you know, way back into funk to DJ high
Ohio
tech,
is.
You know, high tech and all that. So
what
are you going to do? What are you doing with the baton now that you have it?
you know what? I've been asked this question by, like, my peer of DJs. And honestly, like, I'm still trying to figure that out. Mm-hmm. Like, of course, I have long-term goals that I want to do. Like, I want to be, like, an executive producer over, you know, at a record label. Like, those were, like, my dreams before. Mm-hmm. And it's still the same. But honestly, I'm going with the flow of things. Mm-hmm. I don't know if this is bad to say, but I've been saying it a lot lately. I guess I don't set expectations, mm-hmm. if that makes sense.
Okay.
Of course, I have goals and accomplishments and, right. you know, things mm-hmm. I want to accomplish. But expectations, like with me just, you know, one day buying a controller and the next thing, you know, I'm like, you know, getting all these gigs. I feel like that was a good thing because I wasn't expecting it. It just kind of all fell on my lap. And I see that as favor for real. But like long-term goals, of course I want to, you know, be able to bring more female DJs. Like we're really serious about this. Yes, has always been a man's sport. I think every type of industry you go to is always a male-dominated field.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I want to be able to be the girl, the woman, the chick, whatever, to really set, like, a standard for, like, yeah, we can do this. Like, you know, men don't rule the world, we do. And, you know, just mm-hmm. something along those lines, if that makes sense. I don't know. Like, I get kind of all jumbled up when I'm asked that question because I'm just going with the flow and I'm just granting accesses to, you know, to places and events just by my gift. So my mm-hmm. gift is making room for me, basically. That's the sum it up. My gift is making room.
And I love your answer. I love the part that really stuck out when you said the girl, the woman, the chick. And for me, I took away, don't put you in a box. And that's when I, like, when I see you, when I used to watch you on the yard, mm-hmm. it was like, you can't put you in a box. Like you said, you were very reserved. But then it's like, I'll see you, like she was singing, or I see you do something. I'm like, wait a minute, that don't match what I thought I, you know, and I think that's a good thing. I think that's a good thing. And I think that there's more than one way to success. And so going with the flow, like you said, you have goals, but going with the flow is that. I also found it interesting that you didn't, like you said, you didn't do like playlists, because that's what a friend of mine, now one of my fraternity brothers, he DJs. Shout out to DJ TJ Hooks. You know, he was putting, you know, he puts his stuff in little folders and stuff. And I'm sitting there watching. I'm like, but dang, how do you? But I also like how you're saying you feed off the energy of the crowd. Now, from a DJ's point of view, do you? Yes or no? Let's settle the argument. Do you get frustrated when people come to you and ask you for a request?
Yes, I do. Because it kind of knocks me off of my mood. Like, when I'm in my bag, like, this song doesn't go with what I'm trying to create here. But, of course, I am, what's the word? Why can't I think of the word? But I'm there for the people, so I have a service to uphold. So, of course, if they want to hear a certain song, I'm going to play it. I'm going to mix it in real smooth, even though that wasn't a song I was going to go to. But, I mean, it get annoying after a while. Like, okay, I'm about to start charging y'all for a request. But, yes, short answer, yes.
I suggest, hey, listen, I don't want to cut, but I suggest put a tip jar there. Like, hey, $10 if you want this song played, or $5 or something, you know what I'm saying, because you're throwing me off my set. What's the one song that you get tired of playing? I don't know if this is a good thing to say. I don't know. I don't know if this is a good question, but
that's a great question. That is a great question. Well, here in Cincinnati, you know, everybody, when I say every age group, loves this song, like all of them. It's Too Short, Blow the Whistle. Okay, like that is one song that you have to play that night. Like you really do, even the white folks. Like you gotta play that song. And you know, it's a little, you know, tiring, but you know, we're there for the people. Like we're supposed to entertain. We're there to entertain. So that's one song that I'm already over and I just started. But I know I'm going to be playing it for my entire, you know, DJing career.
You can't dog Blood & Whistle. Look, like, as you said, I'm going to crack it up because with Blood & Whistle, it's a different type of energy.
I know, but it's just like, all right. No, it's cool though. But I wouldn't even say I hate it, but it's requested a lot. Yeah. A lot of the times, and like I said, here in Cincinnati, it's everybody, every age group loves that song. Mm-hmm. So you definitely got to keep that in rotation.
Do they still have fight songs? Did that still happen?
Fight songs like the song, crime mob, nothing you book.
Yeah, like when that song come on, you already know that the party's getting shut down.
Right. You know, thankfully, I haven't been somewhere where anything crazy like that broke
That's
out.
Good.
You
That's
know,
good.
They just
That's
enjoying
good.
The music That's and having good. Fun. But yeah, but of course, like the crime mob, Nook, if you book, you know, they love that too. Yeah. And Down From Monday, so like all of that. Yeah.
I'm glad my people have evolved from that because I ain't gonna lie, it was.
Yes, they have though.
That's
they
good.
Really
That's good.
Because
sometimes
they
I hear,
really have.
I hear it now.
Great job, black people. Yeah, we have.
I hear it in
grown.
The car now, and I want to pull over and just steal on somebody right now. You know. What I'm
No, see, now we don't do that no more. Yeah, they probably would have did that back in Central, but yeah, they don't do that now.
All right. Well, in closing, I want you to, you know, shout out what are some of venues or events that you're about to play. I want you to give, you know, your social media. Start there first.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So you can find me on Facebook at my government name, Ariel M. Betts, but it's parentheses DJ Ari, so you should be able to pull me up in a search that way. On Instagram is R&B Music, so it's ARMBE Music, and I also have a Twitter that I've had since college and I never got rid of, but it's still great. And that name is Classical Michelle. But if you just type in DJ Ari, you should be able to find me on all three platforms.
And I'll make sure I tag you on all of that. I want you to leave,
for sure.
Especially with this being Women's History Month, I want you to leave my audience with some words of wisdom, whatever you... This is your time to go ahead and just let us have it. Go ahead.
Well, I want everyone to know that stay prayed up. Keep God first, like definitely, like is number one for me. And trust the process. People expect, especially with this new coming or this new generation, they want that instant everything. Like everything has to be really, really fast. And with me working in education as well as a, you know, career job, you know, I just tell my students to trust the process. Like you have to put work, you have to put effort into whatever it is you want to do, whether it's your schoolwork, whether it's your side hustle, your gigs, anything like that. Just stay persistent and stay the course, but always remember to keep God first, and faith without works is dead. And you'll see the results of your labor if you keep at it. So, yeah.
And yes, we'll be passing the collection plate for Ari. She went on and gave us a word from the pulpit.
Don't play with me and my Jesus, okay? I will rep him all day, every day,
hey.
Okay? I am nothing without him, okay?
Hey, listen.
Let him know that.
You and I are both nothing without Jesus.
How we
do that and I... The one thing I like to tell people is that the Bible was already written, and it's up for us now to take what was shown to us and be able to live that out ourselves. And being able to, the energy that you always exuded anytime I was in your presence, even if it was just passing by, it was always positive. It was always upbeat.
Thanks.
Like I said, you were, you know, you did stay to yourself. Now that part I do, that part I do remember. But it was always a pleasure to be around you. And so I'm putting it out there. You said you're going to be my mentor, so don't flake me when I ask you some questions. Trying to say, you know, hey, what's going on? Because, you know, we worldwide. This podcast is worldwide. So So, but I want to.
I got you.
I want to thank you so much. I want to thank all the listeners out there. continue to you know, support the podcast. I'm thankful for you. I'm thankful for all of my people abroad. California is my number one state. I mean, no, Ohio's number one.
Oh, what's up, Cali? Yeah. Hey, yeah. No disrespect, Cali. They love Too Short. They love all West Coast music. Let me just put that plug in.
But they hold me down in Cali, so I love
that's
California.
That's what's up.
But again, all over.
Yeah.
And thankful to you. Much success, blessings, and everything that your hand touches. I know it's going to be great. And so with that, I just want to say continue to support, continue to download, continue to stream. You can always find me on all my social media at Ken's Corner, on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and at my website, which is www.kenscorner.co, and that's www.kenscorner.co. Happy Women's History Month. We're going to have some more special guests for you. Thank you for all the queens. Without you, we would be nothing. Get you a good queen in your corner. Somehow get a queen in your corner and you're going to be good. So with all that being said, I'd like to say I love, I trust, and I respect you. This is Ken of Ken's Voice Podcast. Peace out.